Come on, son. It's outrageous claims.
You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son. It's outrageous claims.
You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. What I want, you've got, it might
be hard to handle. All right, I'm going to keep it Olympic themed here. And I was thinking about this while I was on vacation and hearing about Bolt's second 100-meter gold while the swimming was wrapping up and Michael Phelps was becoming the most decorated Olympian ever.
Right.
So here it is. And this is only outrageous because I've talked to some people and they all seem to have a differing opinion of mine. I would rather be right now Usain Bolt than Michael Phelps.
No, you gotta go Phelps.
Why?
Phelps is gonna go down in the annals of history. First of all, Phelps is American. He comes back an American hero, and there are few things in this world better than being crowned an American hero. And
but you're one of like you're one of many, and for Jamaica,
you're one of many. One of many American heroes.
American heroes.
What are you? You and Paul Bunyan? I mean, the guy. Listen, there are...
Oh, come on. We have more American heroes than that. But in Jamaica, they got Marley and Bolt. That's it. And the four dudes from the bobsled team.
Which was a fantastic set of dudes.
Who I would also say are probably American heroes based on Cool Runnings. I mean, what a brilliant film that was.
Great, great movie. Legendary. Webster and Cohen was the name of the law firm in that movie.
Yes, now, yes, it was. Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
I haven't seen that movie in years. However, Michael Phelps, you're an American hero. You got any ladies you want. You should look at his girlfriend, Total Vixen. Now, Bolt could probably
boast like the same thing. Bolt's doing Bolt slacking?
But you don't, I mean, you're the record. You've set the Olympic record, and you've put it so far out of reach that nobody's going to ever get. There will be another Michael Johnson that'll come in, a Maurice Greene, that's going to come in and beat
Usain Bolt won his first 100-meter gold, and literally, like Usain said last segment, he gave everyone the finger in that race.
He stopped
running 80 meters into that, and he jogged out the last 20 and beat them all by like 20 feet.
Phelps spent the last 4 years eating jelly donuts and playing Sega, and he came in and just tore Lochte apart, first of all. That huge disappointment.
Lochte blows.
He won, I mean, what is he at, 24 medals, 24 gold, something like that?
He's got, I think he's got 19
gold or
something.
Nobody's
going
to ever be able to touch him. He's going to have endorsements as long as he wants
endorsements. Yeah, I understand that, and that's, I think, why a lot of people choose Phelps, whatever. But let me put it this way. This is my argument for Bolt. The human race has been around for a long time. Billions of people have existed. And of all of them, in the entire history of the world and civilization and humanity itself, you are the fastest man ever.
Yeah, so is Michael Phelps in swimming.
In swimming. Well,
listen, it is
swimming.
Cooler. It
whatever.
Is cooler at the end.
You're the fastest dude ever.
Fine.
Ever. And who honestly, like when you're... Come on, running is a bigger deal than swimming. Like nobody's
running is cooler than swimming. I'm not a huge fan of indoor pools. They kind of depress me. I hate the smell of chlorine. And listen, it is cooler in like the hypothetical event that you're unrecognized by somebody and some beef goes down and you get challenged to a race off and you just smoke them because secretly you're the fastest man in the history of the world. But that's most likely not going to happen for Usain Bolt.
Hang on. In my head, I'm seeing you and somebody else like in a fight. I'm seeing the Beat It video play out in my head
that's,
with Bricks and somebody
that's
else.
That's what you're
except
saying.
Instead of a knife fight, you guys start running.
Right, exactly. You know, like just a pickup race breaks out.
I mean, come on. Like, yeah, all right. Like, if you're Michael Phelps, most decorated Olympian in history. All right, that's cool. That's really cool. Usain Bolt, fastest person ever.
Until someone's faster. Michael Johnson, as I said earlier, was in the late 90s the fastest person ever. Now it's Usain Bolt.
I don't care how people talk about Michael Johnson, and I don't care how long I can hold that title. If I'm holding that title for at least a little bit, that is the coolest thing ever.
It's kind of cool. I would rather just being really fast is like, I mean, that's a cool niche. That's all right. Being
the
most decorated Olympian.
The entire Olympics are a niche. badminton, gymnastic, they're all an itch. So we're talking in degrees of relative, you know.
Listen, on paper, in a vacuum, I think it would be cooler to be the fastest person in the world than the best swimmer in the world. But you're talking about the fact that you're an American legend, that you're an Olympic legend, that you're the most decorated person, and most likely somebody will break Usain Bolt's record before they break Michael Phelps' gold medal record and overall medal record. And therefore, your longevity as a name, as a hero, as a Olympic fixture will last longer, and that makes it better to be Michael Phelps. And have you seen his girlfriend?
I've not seen his girlfriend. But let's not act like if we had readily available pictures of Michael Phelps' girlfriend, it wouldn't like blow us all away. I'm sorry. Are Usain Bolt's girlfriend? Let's not act like, you know, Usain Bolt is friggin' hanging at is pulling a Roger Federer and dating below his means.
What is Federer doing? His girlfriend is homely. I think it's even his wife.
Oh, come on now, homely?
I mean, not homely, but she's like a 6 or a 7. You're talking about Roger Federer, who
he's a 10,
is a good-looking guy, worth $1 billion, greatest tennis player of all time. I mean, you want to talk about, oh, I'm the fastest dude ever. Roger Federer is the greatest tennis player of all time.
See, but that's a moniker I think I would still rather have. Fastest man in history. That's the moniker I would rather have than greatest tennis player.
Oh, you take tennis.
Wait. Did you say you take? I'm stepping over that. Because I want to ask you this. Which moniker would you rather have? Bronze medal winning gymnast or gold medal winning badmintonist?
Badmintoner. I'm a badmintoner. Governor. I'm trying to think of a badmintoner.
I'm going to go with badmintonist.
I'm going to say a person who plays badminton.
Okay.
I would take the gold. You take the gold 100% of the time.
You take the gold in badminton over the bronze in gymnastics.
See, it's not a great it's not a direct parallel because you're talking about a team sport and an individual sport. If you were talking about two team sports, which I think is what you're trying to do here, I would take the gold. You go for the W. You want the gold. I don't want to be third. If I could be first,
I would rather be the third best gymnast in the world than the best badminton player in the world. Your gold medal is in backyard sports,
which is dope. I used to go and play in the semi-pro wiffle ball tour for a couple years.
Please tell me that's
that is 100% true. That stuff is great. I love being great at backyard sports. I am great at backyard sports, except a frisbee. I can't throw a frisbee.
But it's badminton, though. It's such a joke.
It's gold, dude. You're looking at the sport. I'm looking at the medal.
If you're a bronze medal winning gymnast, you are cut. You got all the friggin' muscles. You're jacked. And as a guy who's not, I would like that. If you're a gold medal winning badminton player, you have arms that can reach within 4 feet of you.
Dude, that's you're the in physical. That's the thing about you, Joe B. This is a telling thing. You think those guys aren't jacked? The gold medal winning ones? You damn right they're jacked. That's why they're out there winning gold. You're looking at the sport and trying to judge the sport. I'm looking at the medal.
So anyone who wins gold in an Olympic sport is jacked?
I mean, in my badminton team. If you're on my team,
the gold medal winning dressage rider is friggin' in the the gold medding.
What's
gold
dressage? Oh, is that when the horse
dancing?
The dog show for horses?
Yeah, basically. What about curling? Are you in peak physical condition if you're an expert curler?
Yeah, you're in pretty good.
Oh
shape.
Yeah,
yeah.
Obviously, you didn't watch much curling.
I mean, again,
you're an expert sweeper. You can clean a house in like
gold here,
4 seconds.
Those are heavy brooms.
Those are heavy brooms.
Those aren't regular brooms. Those are like industrial driveway brooms. It's heavy, man. It's tough. And I'm winning
gold.
No,
no, no. Listen, I can't hang out today. I got to go CrossFit so I can pick up this broom.
Damn right.
And sweep it later.
So I can go out and win gold for my country and make my parents and my nation and my state and my... everything else very proud.
And other things as well.
I hit nation first. I can't go nation and go back to state up. And down to county.
Nation, town, yeah, hamlet, exactly. County,
what about that
street,
backwards?
And yes.
If it's an Olympic sport and I want to be an Olympic medalist, then you're damn right I'm going for the gold, because I'm not going half. I'm not half stepping. I'm not finishing third.
Is there any sport you'd rather be? You'd rather have a bronze medal in than gold and something else? Like, is there anything where that would apply? Like, would you rather be a bronze medal winning basketball player than a gold medal winning archer?
First of all, if I was a bronze medal winning basketball player on the U.S. team, I'm not being allowed back in this country. So, no, I definitely don't want to win bronze in basketball. There are some sports that I probably would enjoy playing more. But no, at the end of the day, in this hypothetical situation, I would rather be the best at the sport I'm playing than the third best at the sport I'm playing, regardless of the sport.
All right, that's fine. Speaking of third best, the New York Yankees for the past month, which we haven't touched on yet, and I don't want to get into it because it's just going to make me sad the way they've been playing lately. Would you like to say something about the Yankees?
I mean, they have such a big lead. They're just on a bit of a slide. I doubt... You know, they're not going to miss the postseason. If they do miss the postseason, you can go back and look at the annuals, get the tape, and you'll find that I called it. However...
And apparently you can go back right now and see him contradict himself. But yeah, that's fine.
However, they're likely not... I mean, the people chasing them are the Orioles. The Rays are getting Evan Longoria back.
The Orioles are getting very close to me having to actually give them respect.
They're a good team, man.
They're getting close to that level. Still, my Yankee cool is there, and I feel fine. It's just I'm getting a little tired of them not playing as well. The A-Rod comes back, that'll help, and you just expect the Yankees to turn it around. I think they will. I certainly hope they will. And if not, you'll catch me swearing profusely on this podcast in 2 weeks.
They'll be fine. Ichiro has been playing pretty well. Mm-hmm. I think they need to put him in the number one hole.
Yeah, that's probably the likely spot.
Girardi tweaked the lineup yesterday, had some success with it. They'll be fine. They just need to learn how to manufacture runs, and they're in an adjustment phase. They'll get through it.
All right, so that'll do it for us. Pierce Bricks is a man you can follow on Twitter, at GameOnBricksy. You can follow me at Joe_1045. Check back here... next week for more Giant Camp, more Yankee talk, and whatever else moves us in the world of sports. Bricks, anything to say?
No, I'm out of here. Good show.
All right, man. We'll leave you, since we talked almost no Yankees, we leave you with this bit of Yankee magic. It's Two Guys, One Mic. We'll catch you next week.